Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening and wherever you are, I want to congratulate you on taking steps towards bettering yourself and sharpening your tools so that you can be the expert in this game we like to call real estate. Today we are joined by
Sherry Riano,
the legend. We are going to be talking about some fun things today. I think this is really a topic that anyone in any industry can really benefit from, but especially in real estate, where we deal with other people on a day in and day out basis, whether that be your lender, your referral partner, your agent, your client, the listing agent, the buyer's agent, whoever you are dealing with. I think effective communication is an important tool to discuss. And really excited to hear your thoughts today, Sherry, on effective communication. Sherry, let's jump in. Why do you think effective communication is important?
Well, it's important in all aspects of your life. I mean, it's with your spouse, right? It's with your children, your family.
Yep.
You know, it's easy for people to misinterpret. I personally have a saying in my office that you must pick up the phone.
That's the game.
If you're unwilling to talk on the phone, you should not come work with me because
it ain't gonna work.
Because it, you know, look, email, text, you know, it's so easy to miscommunicate. Feel uncomfortable. You know, you may perceive that I'm angry. Some people think if you use the dot, dot, dot or exclamation point.
Oh, your dot, 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 Sherry. Your dot, dot, dot.
I just want you to think about what I'm thinking about. But the reality is it's easy to misinterpret people. So,
that's
you
right.
know, and then it becomes a frustration. Anger and unprofessionalism starts rolling in.
Yep. Yeah. Because and it all comes back to a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. They didn't understand what you were trying to say. They didn't understand the intent you set it in because you didn't pick up the phone. They couldn't hear your voice. Mm-hmm. They couldn't hear the inflection. You know, hey, this is a light matter. Hey, this is a serious matter. Hey, you said this was, you know, this was being handled. You didn't tell me this was going to blow up the deal if it wasn't.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of ways this can go left. I think also, you know, business equals relationship. And, you know, how far are you willing to or even able to go in a relationship without talking to somebody? You know, if my wife just texted me, I mean, that would just be completely a strange phenomenon for me because she picks up the phone every single time. Mm-hmm. You know, she wants me to know, hey, look, this is what's going on. This is how, you know, we're handling it. This is a serious matter. This is not a serious matter. You know, do you want enchiladas or do you want chili for dinner, you know?
Right.
It's really just a matter of really getting your heart into your talk.
Right. And again, it goes back to just wanting to build a relationship brick by brick, step by step.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to text. You know, I like to pick up the phone. Agents that work with me anytime, you know, they know that yes, I'll text them, but I usually text them, you got a minute?
Yeah.
Because I want to talk to them. I want them to understand why I'm calling. One, I don't want to, you know, panic them or upset them. I just want them to understand why I'm calling, why I feel like I need to communicate something to them. And they need to understand either the urgency of it or the non-urgency of it. But sometimes that can't be had in a text.
That's it. That's true. I think also the existing relationship matters as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a relationship where, you know, you text this person back and forth all the time. They know who you are. They know the manner in your speaking. You know, they know if you're being sarcastic. That's going to be picked up from a friend, from a close business relationship. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're dealing with, maybe you're dealing with your buyer's agent and you're dealing with a listing agent you've never done a deal with before. Or maybe if you're a lender and it's your first time working with this agent, you don't really know them enough to be able to read what they're trying to say.
Right.
You know, I think that is so important. I don't want people to think, you know, well, you can't ever text Hunter. You can't ever text Sherry.
Yeah, no, that's not the case.
No, it's really just when you're developing a relationship, I think hopping on a phone is just so much better for the relationship long term.
And especially what we do. I mean, we're talking about the biggest purchase that somebody's going to do in their life.
Yeah.
Buying a home. Whether it's a first-time home buyer or they're going into the 55-plus community, right?
Yep.
It's a huge purchase. It means a lot to them. So it's very easy for someone to misinterpret something And then, like I said, you have created a snowball that's going to run right over you.
Yep.
And no matter what you do, you're not going to come out the winner on it, guaranteed.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just important to communicate those things. And it's one of the reasons that, you know, I did form a team is because initially it was me, and then I added Chris, and, you know, he has a totally different way of communicating than I do.
Yeah.
Jeff Brooks has a different way. Jeff is so, he is calm as water. Just, he's as slick as any water's ever been.
He
you is. Do not really kind of rock his boat. I think Hunter and I have somewhat similar styles, but we are a little bit, obviously, different. But yeah, I would say that with the four of us, between four of us, there's someone that can communicate the way that you think.
Yes.
That's important. You know, I think that the person that is speaking with you needs to feel heard. And in the communication piece, if my style is not reflected, maybe they need Jeff's calm and really flat line, and where I'm spazzy and excited and talk about all the things. And so, you know, it just works differently, I think, in that aspect. But they need to be heard. Everybody wants to be.
I think it's great that our partners also know that about us. I've gotten multiple leads where I'll hear, hey, look, this is one that Chris, I think, really would match
mm-hmm,
well with.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. I do too. I've had people call me and say, hey, I feel like you're going to be a better fit.
Yes.
Will you take this lead? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's not a problem with that. I mean, because again, our partners know us, know our styles, and they have worked with the client. They feel most confident of who they really feel like they can place them with for a great experience.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think having Jeff as just a low key, just mm-hmm. you know, able to deliver the information. Having Chris with so much analytic.
Yes.
Mindset there. And then you and I as well, we're the excitable ones, right? Like, you know, mm-hmm. you want us to be talking to our first time home buyer. Oh my God, you're about to be a homeowner. How awesome is that for you?
Right.
Hey, this is your first investment property. We're going to make sure you understand everything. You're going to know your risks. You know, it's just personality showing through.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just gearing it up a little bit or gearing it down a little bit, but it is important to be able to have a team. Go back to the word team.
Yeah.
Something big, important to me, right? That you have the ability to have that person that you can lay, you know, alongside with and go, hey, you know what, Hunter, I think this would be a better fit for you.
Yeah.
They can't quite, you know, it's not quite my speed, or it's your speed, or Chris's speed, or Jeff's speed, but we have the ability to be able to have a partnership where you can just say that in the morning meetings we have. So
yeah.
We do have morning meetings every minute to talk about our wonderful clients.
Yeah. I also think it comes back to ensuring that the listener is understanding. If I'm communicating in a way that isn't helpful mm-hmm. for that client, mm-hmm. if they're not able to understand what's going on or why this is a major deal, maybe I'm not the best person to communicate that for, you know,
correct.
Maybe Jeff needs to come in there and, hey, look, you know, it's going to be real calm and real cool. And, you know, we're just going to deliver this information. Or Chris needs to come in here with this 7 pages of numbers and show the client exactly what's going on.
Yes, I would agree with that. And I mean, for years I've done that. I think a lot of times I'll bring somebody in, you know, one of you guys in my office when I'm talking to somebody, just so that you can hear it differently. You're going to put a different spin on it than I will.
Yeah.
And a lot of times your interjection is able to make the client feel that, one, they're heard, and two, that they've been well communicated with.
That's it. And that is a key thing there. Not only communicated with, but well communicated. The point we're trying to emphasize here is effective communication. Anyone can communicate. A text message is communication. But effective communication ensures that the listener is understanding, but also ensures that the person communicating is heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we have to match that up. Are we answering enough questions? Are we asking enough questions to our listener? Hey, what about this don't you understand? What about this aren't you getting? How can I help explain this better? You know, what's the disconnect? I think that's an important distinction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, effective communication is key in this business, no matter where you sit in the transaction portion of it, whether it's the agent, the lender, the title, attorney, insurance agent. We've all had people that have not been very effective in communicating. And for goodness sakes, if somebody emails you, please, please respond. There's nothing worse than sending an email to someone and no one responds.
Yep.
It's one of the most unprofessional things that I think can happen in a business setting. You know, even, and I'll use an example because I can say this because I am in the industry and I do represent loan officers. There are loan officers out there that what happens is they get too far down the road, then they realize they have a problem and they stop communicating with the agent.
Yeah.
They stop communicating with the client. That is the worst thing you can do. I'll give you a page from my playbook. Own your stuff.
Yeah.
When you mess something up, you own it. You own it to your agent. You own it to a client. You don't go and try to skirt it under the rug and then say to yourself, well, why don't I get business from that agent anymore? I can give you 100 reasons.
Yeah.
You know, when the important moment was there for you to be a partner with them, you ghosted them. Nobody wants that.
Not only did you lose their trust, but you also lost their respect in how you handled it. You know, you may have lost their trust already by blowing up that deal. Young LOs, I think, really need to listen to this. There is a difference between losing someone's trust and losing someone's respect. You can lose someone's trust and earn it back. If you lose their trust and their respect, they have no reason to come back to the table with you.
And they won't.
No.
They won't. And that's, you know, so just make sure that, again, you, when you make a mistake, you step in front of it. You own it, and then you talk about how you can fix
it. That's it.
I think the value in that is just, it's priceless.
That's it.
So I know that for myself, one thing I can tell you that people all over town will tell you about me is that no matter how they might personally feel about me or my business, that when I tell you I'm going to get something done, it's going to be handled and it's going to get done, you know, and so whether they like it or not, they will tell you I'm going to execute on what that's I say right. I'm going to do. And so that's really important. But again, please answer your emails no matter where you are in the world. It's just the right thing to do. It's definitely effective communication.
That's it. Well, look, this has been Mortgage Mindset, a Mortgage Matchmaker series. We do this once a week. If you find this informational, if you find this educational or helpful, hit that follow button. Take this journey with us in 2024. You know, our whole thing is you be the expert. We're here to help. We want to help you be the best you can be this year. Really take off this year. Take advantage of the market. Take advantage of rates dropping. Take advantage of the agents, the lenders, everyone that's dropped out of the market. That's going to be more fish for you in the pond. Go get them. See you next week. The Mortgage Mindset Podcast is hosted by the Sherry Riona team at Clear Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Sherry Riona's NMLS ID is 71774. Visit us at thesherryrionateam.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on this show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages, LLC, and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government and is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.